This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
За такі удари, як по Костянтинівці сьогодні.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday, every enemy position destroyed is a life saved, as Russian missile strikes and shelling killed at least seven civilians in northern and eastern Ukraine. He said the enemy must know Ukraine will not forgive such abuse of our people. We won't forgive these deaths and injuries. The National Police of Ukraine released images of rescuers searching for people under the rubble after a Russian missile strike on a humanitarian support center in the eastern town of Kostyantynivka killed five people, this according to local emergency services. The Red Cross said some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, mainly elderly and those with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific surroundings in and around the besieged city of Bakhmut. The United Nations' first meeting on water in nearly half a century ended Friday with hopes it would spur political momentum and fears that too little is being done to help tackle chronic water stress globally. Dutch Special Envoy to the United Nations, Henk Ovink.
Water is connected to everything. It is life, Ban Ki-moon used to say. It's there for our health, our biodiversity, our economy, our climate. But currently, water security is out of reach.
Nearly 700 alliances, including state and local governments, nonprofit groups, and some companies, made voluntary commitments before and during this week's conference in New York. And Argentines rallied in Buenos Aires on Friday to remember the thousands of victims of a military dictatorship that took power 47 years ago. Protesters descended on Central Plaza de Mayo, holding banners with photos of people who had disappeared during the military dictatorship. They demanded